to the John Limbaugh Show, live from La Costa Mexican Restaurant. Now welcome the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network's Blake Bagley.
Welcome in to the Coach's Cantina here at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in Sylacauga. Had a great pre-show meal, is what you'd call it. Blake Bagley alongside Jacob Bassett, Coach Limbaugh, and we have a special guest who we will name later. We're going to leave everybody in suspense. All I can think about is that big win we had Friday night, Coach, and great to start out the season 1-0. We got the win. Was it 38-30?
35-28.
I can't remember score. I was just excited. We got the win. Start at 1-0. Got a 2-game win streak in the Coosa River Classic. So you've beaten them 2 years in a row. Start at 1-0. Got a big game coming up tomorrow night, Thursday night. I was excited we won, but Coach, I'm gonna let you take it from here. What could we have did better?
Well, one thing we got to control ourselves in a lot of respects. We got to guard the lead, but also keep playing football. We didn't score in the fourth quarter, and we could have scored a couple of times in the fourth quarter. Didn't get the job done, but you know, I'm very proud of our kids. They're resilient. You got to remember, Blake, you're playing a 3A school, okay? We're a 1A school. That makes a big difference. You know, they got more kids, more to choose from, and so forth like that, but our kids, they played up to the challenge. I think we had a 20-point lead at one time, you know. Can't let a kickoff return go back, you know, for the half. Can't do that. We got stopped at the goal line, too. That was uncharacteristic. We had a couple of 3 touchdowns called back, though. We had some touchdowns called back. If we'd had all our stuff in place, we'd have had over 600 yards offense for the game. But we didn't have it all in place. You know, we ended up with about 400 yards offense for the game. That is you know, a great night for us, but to know we could have had more. So this week we've worked on getting rid of the things that hurt us. We worked on getting rid of the our errors and so forth like that. And I think our kids have responded really, really well. And we got to remember who we are and what we got to do to get to where we need to be. But, you know, I thought Schultzberg played a good game. I thought Schultzberg kept playing hard. And, you know, Coach Zedeker's doing a good job with them. And they didn't give up. And we're going to keep those guys on the schedule. This Coosa River class is going to go on for a lot of years to come.
So well, we'll keep it there. One thing we need your help with, we need a trophy.
Yeah,
there needs to be. Yeah, we have to have some kind of trophy. We need like a little trophy with like a wave, maybe something that looks like what's on the Tulane Green Wave helmet. Something. We got to have something. But, Coach, how do you balance the message to your kids that we can go out, not play our A game, still get the win, and also balance to you can't play like that because the margins might be thinner and it could cost the game? How do you balance that message to your guys?
Well, you know, the thing about it really wasn't that much that we did wrong, you know. It was just some penalties that showed themselves that were apparent. And we talked to our kids about you can't do this, you can't do that. And a lot of it was just a lot of energy from their point. You know, a lot of energy getting after it, you know, hitting below the waist, things like that outside the tackle box. But they were just excited. They were excited to play Schultzberg, excited for the first game of the year. You know, what a jamboree. This one was for real. And those kids were just, they're just getting going, you know. And I can't take that love of the game away from them. So you just talk to them about what is needed, what is allowed, and you go from there. So it's a fine edge, you know, between chaos and controlled chaos. You know, football is a game of chaos, but we want to control it and be who we need to be.
And, you know, Coach, not to talk bad about any of your former players because they've all been great. The one thing I seen last year out of your team and this year too, they don't give up, and they go out there and they play like they want to be there. Like they're excited to be on the football field. It's not just doing something just because they've always done it. It's like they're really excited to be there.
Yeah.
And I just love seeing that. And you can tell you have a veteran roster because of how resilient this team was. I want to pick your brain a little bit about you're up by a score. There's less than 4 minutes to go in the game. Nick Abar just comes out there and nails a field goal.
Yeah.
Okay. Game's done. Fat Lady singing. Mm-hmm. It's over. Gets called back. Of course, you have the little timeout with your team. What was your message to them at that point in time? Because that, I mean, that's a turning point in the game. Game's over, and then they got to go right back out there and save it. I mean, what was your message to them right then?
Well, you know, I told them, you know, we got to control ourselves, got to remain calm, do the things we're taught in practice to do. You know, we went back out there and re-kick it, and we got a bad snap on that one. It was too high, and we tried to turn something into, you know, what wasn't there, so it, you know, just didn't pan out for us. But, you know, I think one of the plays of the game that people don't realize was our punter. You know, he went out there and got that punt off at the end of the game, and that snap itself was a little bit high. But Everett Oakland brought it down, controlled it, got that kickoff, great kick, and that put them deep. And, you know, then we were able to go out there and play prevent defense and secure the win. But, you know, the thing about our kids, in a way, that's good that it turned out the way it did. You always want to learn from a win. You know,
that's right.
You know, you learn a lot from a loss and so forth like that, but I'd rather any day of the week learn from a win. But, you know, we had a lot of good things happen. We had our running back, Cam Hammonds, got 183 yards rushing. We had some great production from Britton Cantrell. He had nearly about 100 yards of total offense running and throwing. And, you know, the impressive Duke, he comes in there with like 190 yards passing. And the thing about it is, Blake, you want to become a balanced offense. And I want you to see how balanced we really are now. We throw the ball, we can run the ball. And, you know, the reason Presley came in, that was a predetermined something we did in practice. I know a lot of people think, oh, we were bringing him in for another reason. No. Britton was doing just fine. We bring in Presley because that's what we preordained in weekend practice.
Yeah.
That's what we wanted to do.
Get that little wrinkle thrown
and
in there.
And you'll see both of these guys playing this position. You'll see us doing a lot of neat little things with our offense. We got multiple formations. We do a lot of different things in the offense. But what I was gratified to see is a lot of things panning out.
Yeah.
A lot of things went well for us. And I thought our defense did great. Look, Aiden Blair, man, 16 tackles. Are you kidding me? That linebacker's hitting folks all night long. He did a great job, and I'm just so proud of our defense, our people, our offensive line. Jack Canole stepping up and doing a job, and I'm just very proud of our old line. You know, Landon did a great job. One of their key guys at number 55, he got the pressure on him and blocked him so well through the night. So I'm very proud of the old line, the defense, what Coach Moore's doing with them. Just good stuff, absolutely.
Well, Coach, just a side note talking about the punters, I don't think I've ever seen a game between small schools where the punting on both sides was tremendous. I can't remember the kicker's name for Childersburg. Him and Everett Oakland were just going back and forth on those drives. And I got to say, I defended on the radio, on air, I defended you going for the touchdown before the half. I like the aggression. You'd been running it up everybody. You'd been running it up the gut and having nothing but success. I like rolling the dice right there because you kind of had the game in control to some extent. The defense was outstanding the first half. The second half, too. But the first half, they hardly gave up any yardage. You take away the one big chunk play, there was nothing. Childersburg comes out in the second half, totally changes their offense. I mean, it went from running up the gut to passing, and I thought the adjustments was there. After one drive of doing it, y'all were there to stop it and made some big plays.
Right, well, you know, like I said, Coach Moore's doing a great job with that, and I don't blame Childersburg. I would have done something different as well. But, you know, there's a couple of times, you mentioned the kick, we get in there, we close the door. We get that ball in there before the half, and we close the door then.
True.
But I really believe that with all my heart. But then you don't get it. Hats off to Childersburg. They stopped us. But they gave us something to work on this week. You know what I mean?
That's right.
You learn from a win, and that's a good deal.
Well, you know, before the game, me and you had talked about your keys to the game. You said, obviously, control the line of scrimmage, control the football. Mm-hmm. But you also said limit the penalties. Of course, there was plenty of penalties on both sides, but I had a chance to talk with Cam after the game. You know, he had a tie ball game saving tackle that ended up being a horse collar, I believe. And I said, Cam, what was the thought process behind that? He said, man, I just had to do what I had to do.
Had to get him down. That's right.
Yeah.
And a football player knows that. And football players have to do what they have to do a lot of times. And Cam's he'll get after it, and he would not let anything stand in his way. He's a very fierce competitor. And he knew we had to get that kid out of bounds, had to get him down.
And something else I noticed, kind of touching on what Blake talked about, was the new attitude of the team. We also have size now. You know, I was down there right after I talked to you, and I walked by them, you know, from baseball season to now, it's just like the whole team's beefed up. Did y'all change something in the weight program? Or?
Well, I think those mamas at home changed something. They're feeding those kids and putting some meat on some bones. But no, really, our workout program, kids are really taking it very, very seriously. Not just what we're doing at school. All those kids work out on their own too. They're eating right. They're eating more healthy, and it's paying off for us. Paying dividends. Absolutely.
Well, you know, we play Billingsley tomorrow night. You know, last year we kind of beat them handily. I think it was, a 4-score game when it was all said and done. What does Billingsley bring to Farmlinks Field tomorrow night that brings concern to the Fayetteville Wolves?
Well, one thing they bring is Lanny Jones, their head coach. He's a great guy. He does a good job. Has a very competitive program there. And they're going to come right at us. They really are. And, you know, last year a couple of different plays go a couple of different ways. That could have been a different thing. We made it look like we dominated, but to me, we got a long ways to go. And we got to take it one game at a time. But they bring a potent offense. Their quarterback is really good. Running back, very fast. He can move on his feet. So we got to do a lot to stop them. Defense, they're sound. They're solid. So it's going to be all we can do to get a victory.
And, you know, they play in a tough region, too, in that 1A with Maplesville and all them. So, you know, they kind of want to come out tomorrow night and they want to perform. But, you know, we'll get to the score predictions. I think with the way we played Friday night, if we can limit the penalties, we should have the same result like we had last year.
Well, you said a key thing there, Jacob. Limit the penalties. We got to cut that out and just go play football.
Yep, well, it looks like it's about time for a chips and salsa break, so we get a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back with the Coach John Limbaugh Show here at the Coach's Corner.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga's spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
Okay, babe, this new home insurance, I'm bugging out.
Why did you say bugging? Ah! And why are you bugging?
I don't know what I'm doing. Why aren't you bugging?
Because we just need a State Farm agent. That's what they do. They help people understand their insurance and not bug out about it. Ah! And they're like there when you need them. Now quit bugging and say the jingle.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm insurance agent Ron Carroll on Highway 280 next to Subway in Childersburg.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the John Limbaugh Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network. Driven by Toyota of Sylacauga. Worth the drive and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Welcome back to the Coach's Cantina. This is the Coach Limbaugh Show. We're here at La Costa, and anybody out there listening is hungry, come on in, get you a bite to eat. I know I've eaten a lot of bites here this evening. They're open to 9 o'clock on Wednesdays, and we enjoy being here. This is week two, and Jacob, how many more weeks do we got being here? 9?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to come here on the bye week.
We're going to go more than 10.
Hey, we ain't even coming on the bye week. I'm telling you, even if it ain't a show, I'm coming to get some food here at La Costa. So just come on in and join us. A great selection on the menu, and they fill me up every time I come. And you just can't beat a good Mexican restaurant. I mean, you get unlimited chips and salsa, so you come in the door, you're getting free food. Yeah. I mean, that lures me in every time. You know, we talked about, we got a new opponent this week. It's a new season, a lot of new things, and Coach, a new addition to the team as well, who you brought here with you tonight.
Absolutely. Preston Duke's with us now, and he's moved in and lives in Fayetteville, Alabama. We're so excited about that. Absolutely.
Well, Presley, first of all, welcome to Fayetteville. So far, what are your thoughts on Coach Limbaugh and the rest of your teammates?
We're all competitors. I mean, every day he coaches well. We all listen. I mean, he gets on us sometimes, but at the end of the day, we all get the job done to where we can perform on Fridays, Thursdays, whatever day it is.
Well, you know, coming in as a newcomer, you know, you moved into Fayetteville and you come to the field. What was your first interaction with Coach Limbaugh?
I've always known Coach Limbaugh, but it was just good to see him. Glad to be in a place where I felt like I could be the guy. Like it just felt like home as soon as I stepped in there.
How long did it take? You know, when you're an outsider and you come into the locker room, how long did it take to win over the locker room?
It took me a minute, and I thought it would be sooner than it was, but it wasn't. But hopefully after Friday night's performance, I did gain a little bit more respect. But
yeah, you definitely made a name for yourself Friday, as we both
got our respect, right?
We
Jacob?
Were introduced to you. The rest of the Fayetteville faithful was introduced to you, and the coach called your name Friday to go out there on the field. You know, the butterflies being your first game, true game, wearing the Fayetteville black and gold. You know, what was going through your mind in the locker room before the game and all that? New school, new faces, and all that.
I was just glad to be out there, given the opportunity. I was really thankful.
Yeah, you know, we seen you trot out onto the field, and I was reading, and I was like, I haven't read this name before, and it didn't take me very long to get to know you based on the performance out there. I believe it's Jacob. You had the stats earlier. Was it 190 passing yards?
Yeah, 191 and 112 rushing
yards. Yeah, I mean, there were a few big plays, but a lot of the plays that went under the radar. I want to talk about some of your plays on defense. You had a ball batted down in the end zone, I believe. Was it on a third or a fourth down? That was a pretty big turning point in the game. Not only that, but tell us about the heave on third down that got you the touchdown.
They always tell me, they say, run the ball if you see green grass. I saw it, but I just had a lot of trust in my guy, Carter Goins, and I had to throw it up.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great catch. We seen you running around back there and just threw it up, and he was at the right place and right time, and we went crazy. We got a little too excited, as we usually do, but a great play there, great play, performance all around, and we're glad to have you on the team.
Thank you.
And you're just a junior, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, so we got him a whole nother year after this.
A whole nother year. Speaking of a whole nother year, you know, you had Billings Elite last year come up against them tomorrow night, actually playing on Thursday this week. What is something that we can expect to see out of that team? What's something that they do well?
Well, they run the ball pretty well. They certainly do. Their running back, he's quite capable. And they're going to get it spread. They're going to throw the ball too, you know. One thing I think you'll look for them is they're going to try to establish the run against us, and we got to put a stop to it. We got to put a stop to it early. We got to dictate to them the flow of the game. We can't allow them to. So we can't go in there. We got to take care of the football, can't fumble the football, and we have to take care of our own business first. You mentioned a while ago is, you know, I think, in my opinion, we allowed, you know, Chosenberg never quit fighting, but we allowed them back in that game, and we can't do that anymore. We got to stop that. I think we learned from it, but we got to control the tempo of the game, the flow of the game. And if we do that, it'll be another good night for the Wolves.
Yeah, you know, Coach Matt Moore had the defense ready. You know, we can stop the run, and, you know, we were ball hawks basically Friday. But outside of Presley here and, you know, obviously Cam Hammonds, who had 183 rushing yards, who else stuck out to you from the game Friday night?
Well, like I say, Jack Knowles, his blocking, tenacity on defense, just getting after folks, you know, and I really like the game he played. And I mentioned Aiden Blair a while ago, all the tackles he had at linebacker, did a superb job. One thing I will say is we had to talk to our kids about their tackling, missed tackles. You know, going there with a head full of steam is great, but you gotta hit somebody too. You gotta wrap up and take them to the ground. So we talked about that a little bit, but I was very pleased with what they did. And you know, Nicky Barr hits all his extra points. He goes in there and hits a field goal, but gets called back, you know. So we're looking for Nick to do that and more this week, you know. So we're excited about the upcoming game. Very excited about it. Excited about what the kids are going to show the fans. And let me tell you something. I don't know if y'all noticed this or not, but did you notice the crowd there at Chillersburg?
And it was packed out
on our side.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. The Feeble Wolves will travel. They know how to support. It is amazing. I love our fans. Our community is just fantastic. You're talking about a close-knit bunch of people. That's what it is. And they have our back, and they're there. And you're going to see them show up in force tomorrow night.
Yep, speaking of tomorrow night, join us at 6:30 from Farm Links Field for the Feeble Football pregame show, followed by live game coverage at 7 on the Feeble Sports Network. And so we're going to take on Billingsley. They're the Bears, if I do recall. We'll be taking them on, hosting them, starting at 7 tomorrow night. Not Friday, but tomorrow. And, Coach, we won the game. We're happy about that. But did you lose the coin toss? I had to ask you about that.
No, I didn't.
Whoa, are you for real?
No, I didn't.
You deferred.
Yeah, because Coach Moore asked me to, not because I wanted to.
Okay, hey, look, I'm all about deferring, so I was good with that. But now we got some picks. First, we'll start out with the Wolves versus the Bears. Y'all don't have to make this pick, but, Jacob, what are we to expect this week, and what kind of score outcome we have?
I'm going to say 35-21.
Yeah, I'm going to go out here. I think we had a real good – I think maybe a slow start from the excitement last week, but I'm going to go with a 40-16. I'm going to give them – they're going to go out
there. That's about what the score was last year. I think it was 40-13.
I'm going to go 40-16. I'm expecting a big night. Now we got some more picks, and based on how Mr. Presley over here answers one of these picks, it'll determine if he gets to be back on the air with us.
That tells us everything. So the first one, the biggest one of the weekend, Texas-Ohio State national championship implications already. The game's at the Shoe, but I'm going to go with the road team. I'm going with the Horns.
Man, I don't really know who to pick to win this game. I don't really know what to expect with either one of them since Arch is good, but the Big Ten's a better conference. So I'm going to pick Ohio State just to go against y'all.
Well, you know, the thing about it, Arch Manning's first game, but you know, he's been in there and done great things, all of that, but he's taking on defending national champions, and I think the first game of the year is going to be a tough one for a brand new quarterback. I'm going to Ohio State. I don't want to. I'm going to Ohio State.
For me, I'm going to go with the opposite. I'm going to go with the Longhorns. Julian Sain, he's heck of a quarterback, but just his first big game.
Yeah, I mean, that's – I got to say, there's really no wrong way to go on that pick.
The next one is at the Doak. You know, Clint Wright from the Childersburg Sports Network told me he's going to this one this weekend. Bama at Florida State. Florida State went, 2-10 last year? I don't think it'll be that much better this year. Alabama struggled at times last year all the way through the bowl game, but I think Kalen DeBoer's going to have them ready for this one. I think Alabama's going to win.
Alabama's going to win, but it's going to be closer than people think because Florida State has no expectations. The pressure's on Alabama, but I still think they win by at least two scores.
Bama's going to win.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Bama all the way.
Yep.
All right, a neutral site game, Syracuse versus Tennessee. I'm all about some Rocky Top. I like what Coach Heupel's doing there, and they might be a dark horse for my national champion this year. I'm going with the Volunteers.
I'm going to go with Orange. I'm going to go with Syracuse on this one. I know it's a bad pick, but I'm just going with it. I mean, Tennessee, a lot of noise in offseason. Not really like that, so I'm going to go with the Cuse.
Tennessee's going to win this one, brother. Tennessee's got it.
For me, it's difficult, but I'm going to have to go Syracuse.
My man, I like this guy.
Syracuse is that team that can jump up and bite you when you're not ready. Just ask this next pick right here. Yep. The Battle of Death Valley. It's in Clemson this time. LSU at Clemson. I still think the Tigers get it done on the road.
The only reason that LSU's won an opening game was because of Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow ain't there no more. Give me Clemson. Dabo still got it.
I love Dabo. Not going to pull against him. I don't care for LSU at all. Never have. I'm going Clemson. Dabo's winning. Let's do it.
Both elite quarterbacks, Garrett Nussmeier, Cade Klubnik. But Cade's got the favor in this one.
All right, Utah, UCLA. I'm a big college softball fan. UCLA is my favorite softball team. As far as football goes, I'm going to go with the Utes on this one because UCLA, they're still trying to find their identity.
I can't go against Kyle Whittingham. And, again, noisy offseason. Got to give me Utah on that one.
I could really care less who wins this game. but
that's a big game, Coach.
I go Utah.
Those people with kids have to watch these games because that's once the kids go to bed.
I got you.
The Bruins, one of their best playmakers, he left this past offseason, so I'm going to have to go with the Utes.
back in the day, ESPN did what they called 30 for 30. They had Catholics versus convicts. You get another iteration of that game. You know Notre Dame's my second favorite team. You know I'm going to go with the Irish.
Man, I want Notre Dame to win. It's at Miami. Hangover from Natty. I got to go Miami. I got to go. I want Notre Dame to win because I've kind of picked up with you. There's my second favorite. I got to go Miami.
They're not my second favorite at all, but I'm going to go Notre Dame.
Both these teams for me, I love both of them, but I mean, I really just think Miami's going to get the job done this week.
All right, and the last one, the reason why we're playing tomorrow night instead of Friday, nobody wants to miss that first game of the year. Our beloved Auburn Tigers travel to Waco to take on the Bears of Baylor. There's two Bears that's going down this weekend.
Yeah, man, it's a tough pick. This is the battle of which coach does not lose their job. Whoever wins this game is on the upper trajectory to keep their job this season. Baylor's returning some key guys, but they can't stop a nosebleed. Auburn's coming in, a lot of playmakers. Auburn's just barely edges it out. I think they win 34-30.
War Eagle, Auburn's going to win the ball game. A lot bigger than that. Auburn 35-21.
Hope you're right, Coach.
Auburn, I think they just outplay them. Too many playmakers, then Baylor won't match up.
All right, well, we'll have him back on the show. I was waiting for that one at the last minute. Thank you, Presley, for coming this evening. Of course, this is the Coach John Limbaugh Show, so he has to come or we wouldn't have one without him. Blake Bagley and Jacob Bassett signing off. This is the Coach's Cantina here at La Costa Mexican Restaurant. And for those out there listening, again, tomorrow, not Friday, the Wolves host the Billingsley Bears. Pre-game coverage at 6:30, followed by live game action at 7:00.